Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Lauren Darr, a partner at Johnson Lambert, to discuss statutory electronic statement preparation, how it's changing the game for insurers, and what organizations need to know to stay ahead of compliance demands. Lauren, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you for having me, John.
So, Lauren, how has the shift to electronic-only statutory filing impacted the efficiency and accuracy of statement preparation for insurers?
So that shift to statutory filing electronically has significantly improved the efficiency and accuracy of annual statement preparation for insurers. By eliminating manual paper-based processes, insurers have seen a reduction in data entry errors and a streamlined overall workflow. That standardized electronic format and submission system ensures greater consistency among insurers as well as compliance with regulatory requirements. Also, digitalization has allowed for more automated checks and balances, leading to a more reliable process overall.
Lauren, I've got to imagine that there are still pain points, however, especially around things like formatting, validation, or last-minute adjustments.
Yeah, so despite the benefits we just talked about, there are some key pain points that still exist. The very specific and it could be characterized as often rigid formatting requirements of the NAIC can be challenging to meet, especially for complex tables and disclosures. Additionally, when new accounting standards are effective, the annual statement software may not include enough guidance for the new information needed. While the electronic system has built-in checks, the responsibility often falls on the insurer to ensure the data is consistent across different schedules and that numbers tie up correctly, which can be a time-consuming and error-prone manual process to validate all the data. Last-minute adjustments can also be a major source of stress. A small change in one area can have a ripple effect, requiring multiple updates across the filing because the annual statement software is not designed to automatically update everything.
I've got to imagine that most, if not all, insurers at this point are acting within a fully electronic environment. Are there best practices that Johnson Lambert recommends for streamlining the annual statement preparation process in a fully electronic environment?
Yeah, so the NAIC has required full electronic submission for several years at this point. So we do have several best practices to streamline that preparation process. Start the process early to allow time for data gathering, review, and approvals. We talked about the built-in checks earlier. However, there are many data inputs where these checks do not exist. For example, Schedule F, letter credit amounts. Ensure these amounts are current in the annual statement. Additionally, management judgment is required to categorize reinsurers into proper categories. The software doesn't make these determinations for you, and the categorizations can change over time. So verify your reinsurers are in an appropriate category during the period. The same goes for categorizing bonds into the new categories for the principles-based bond definition project. Management must make those judgments and update them when new information is available. We recommend keeping a list of significant changes in the business during the year, whether it's a new line of business or business in a new state. This will help you understand where to expect to see a change from the prior year during reviews. And speaking of reviews, conduct rolling reviews throughout the preparation process to catch errors early and prevent last-minute stress.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
All right, Lauren, so that our insurers are not Johnny-come-latelys, how early should insurers start preparing, and which internal team should be most involved?
That's a really great question. Preparation should begin well in advance of the deadline. We recommend that as soon as the year closes, the accounting team should begin closing the books right away. This early start allows sufficient time to gather data, review reports, and ensure all of the internal teams are aligned. We recommend an integrated approach that involves not only the accounting and finance teams, but also compliance as well as IT. These parties are responsible for data integrity, regulatory adherence, and technical submission, respectively.
Laura, what common pitfalls do you see insurers face when preparing electronic statutory statements, and how can they avoid them?
That's a really great question. The most common pitfalls we see are often related to a combination of data integrity and compliance interpretations. A company in a growth phase, for instance, may face more compliance issues if its accounting team hasn't expanded at the same pace as its business. Small entities within a larger organizational structure can also be an afterthought, leading to more compliance problems. One thing that we see frequently is an inconsistent or inaccurate data due to a lack of proper internal controls and reconciliations. To avoid this, implement a robust process for data reconciliation and review, as well as a single source of truth for all financial information. As we discussed earlier, care should be taken to ensure areas that do not include built-in cross-checks have been updated for the current period. Misinterpreting new or updated regulatory requirements from the NAIC can also lead to errors and non-compliance. To avoid this, designate a team member to stay current on all statutory accounting updates and ensure they're incorporated into the filing process well before the deadline. Regular training and communication about these changes are crucial.
So are these issues typically related to data integrity, software tools, or compliance interpretations, Lauren?
These issues are really related to all three. Data integrity is always and has been in this electronic environment just a really key attribute of what we're talking about today. Garbage in, garbage out as it relates to data. So definitely making sure that your data is clean and consistent is a very important first step, as well as compliance interpretations. You know, making sure that you have somebody on your team that understands the NAIC's accounting changes and are ready to implement those timely into the financial reporting process.
Well, this has been very informative. Lauren, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Lauren Darr, a partner at Johnson Lambert, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.